What we plan on doing, like, to be a member, is a lot of benefits that's being offered to the members. And by constantly having meetings and letting them be aware of the benefits the members are getting, it would encourage, you know, others to come on board, such as, you know, tires. We get tires at a certain price, parts, genuine parts at a certain price. We have a lawyer who handles any case for us. We have insurance benefits. You know, there's a few benefits we have to encourage people. But like I mentioned, that I feel that what we have to do is reach out those people that's not on board, reach out to the owners of the buses. Because a lot of times we pass out the applications and they would just leave them there and not give it to the owner or discuss it with the owner. Right now, anybody could just purchase a bus, put it on the road. And if Noble, you know, approaches them and try to, you know, regulate things, the first thing they're going to say is that, this is my bus, you can't tell me what to do. I do what I want to do. But so for the longest while, I have been saying that each and every bus, before it comes on the road, including the driver and conductor, should register with the National Omnibus Association so they could cooperate and you know, follow the rules and regulations so we could have a safer and provide a better service to the public. Right now, it's just crazy. And also, we have been asking the government to get involved to put this into law so that, you know, things could be better organized for the transportation system in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.